Street of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
In his image and likeness, and set him in the garden, and his mandate and command was to till, to work, or in essence, to expand this garden. Okay, I'm putting a piece of heaven's atmosphere right in the face of the enemy. He's down here. He's cast out of heaven. He's down here. He's in a realm. He sees everything going on. But all he can do is hide and watch. Because the atmosphere of heaven is here. I put the man in that atmosphere, and his mandate was to expand it. All he had to do was keep working the garden. Tell somebody right now, stay in your garden. Long as you stay in your garden and work your garden, you don't even have to look over your shoulder, because God got your back. You know, I was listening to someone that was a jet, they were a jet fighter pilot. And he said their type of radar was like this. He said that on the screen, when you're in combat, you can lock in on any target. Like, say there's a jet that you don't even see it with your eyes, but on your radar you see it. You can lock in on it. When you lock in on it, everything else on the radar disappears. So you don't know, you don't see nothing else. Anything else can be coming at you, but you've locked in on that target. See, that's how God wants us. A lot of time, folk, their radar is so full of objects. They ain't focused on no one target. And so they're looking over here, and they're looking over there, and looking over there. But God says, you know, erase all that other stuff. Lock in on the target I want you locking in on, because I got your back. Okay, I just want you focused. See, he told Adam, till the garden. Just work the garden. The enemies that are outside of the garden, I ain't even going to teach you how to fight them. You don't have to learn how to fight them. Just till the garden. Because your tilling the garden is your protection. Amen. You're keeping your mind stayed on me. You know, a lot of people, you know, in the morning, they go through the motion of, hey, you put on the helmet of salvation. Get the breastplate on, you know, they go through the motions. Get your feet, put your boots on, and you get just the loincloth and all. No, you know, putting on the armor is simply putting on Christ. Hello, somebody. Uh-oh, forgot my sword. I just put on Christ. Put Jesus on. That's all, just put him on and go on. You got to worry about all the, oh, forgot my sword. How you forget your sword? You know, but we get real spiritual. It's real simple. When we're occupied with God, God got us. See, we're like sheep. What happened with sheep? Sheep can just graze themselves away from the flock. But thank God for the good shepherd. See, when sheep sometimes graze away from the flock, they can be what you call cast up. Because the way their legs are built, they fall into a little ditch or rut, they can fall over and can't get up. But thank God for the good shepherd, who will lead the 99 and go find that one that fell down before the wolf get him. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. So what God was doing was preparing a table. You know, it's kind of like Lord, forgive me if this is, but it's kind of like the Lord saying, devil, this is in your face. I'm going to do this in your face. Amen. Amen. In your backyard. And I'm not even going to do it myself. I'm going to use man. Man going to take you out. I ain't doing nothing. Man going to take you out. I'm going to have somebody take you out that would worship me willingly. That's not going to seek to worship or get the worship for themselves, but they're going to worship me willingly. They're going to do everything you didn't do. Amen? So we see that how God, I like to say it this way, he prepared a table for him in the presence. Understand that. Don't get nervous about people being around you. Just lock in on the target. Amen. Don't worry about what they can do to you, how they can hurt you, how they can do all that. Let them do what they're going to do. Because God going to do what he's going to do. And if God be for you, who can be against you? And didn't he say no weapon formed against you? He didn't say you wouldn't see weapons form. People may lie. People may undermine. They may do all that kind of thing. But God said, listen, I work all these things together for your good. You'll come out on top in the end. They won't harm you. Sometimes people can hurt your feelings. But I like to say it this way. People can hurt you sometimes, but they can't harm you. Yeah, we get over the little hurts. But they can't harm you. They can't stop your destiny. Amen. As a matter of fact, they can't touch your destiny. Amen. They can't hinder or stall your destiny at all. Not one. When we understand that, when we really grasp that and begin to know that, man, who can stop you? Nobody can stop you. Nothing can stop it except you. Okay, so the stage is set. God brings the atmosphere of heaven to the earth, creates the man, places him in the atmosphere of heaven to expand that atmosphere. See, we're called on to live from the inside out. Stop just blending in all the time. Now, we're not troublemakers. You know, I'm not out to cause no trouble. But where there's hate, you ought to be one that's walking in love. Amen. Where there's a whole lot of backbiting and stuff, you ought not be in the middle of that. You ought to be the one, you know, that's bringing some sense to a circumstance. Amen. Some logic, some understanding, some love, some grace. Amen. Why? We live from the inside out. The greater one is on the inside of us. All right. So the stage is set. And that's what I want to do. I want to set the stage because God's plan is different than man's plan. God fights differently than we fight. The carnal fight is with the fisticuffs. You know, who can beat who down? Who got the biggest bat? Most bombs? You know, the most nuclear bombs, or, you know, who's the biggest and the strongest? That's not God's way of fighting. Amen. I made a statement Sunday. I'll say it again because I think it's really relevant to how we have to adjust how we think. Alexander the Great conquered the world through force. History has it. He conquered at a young age, 33. He died at 33. He conquered the world at a young age through force, the whole world. But Jesus, at the same age, conquered the world with a whole nother methodology, with love. He, think about it a moment. He conquered the world. Conquered it. Subdued it. Defeated every demonic spirit. And never raised the sword. Peter pulled out his little sword. He said, put your sword away. If you live by it, you're going to die by it. He told Pilate once, I believe it was Pilate, he said, if my kingdom were of this world, my disciples would fight. But my kingdom's not of this world, so we ain't fighting. We fighting the whole, you don't see the fight we fighting.
Amen.
You don't see the territory we taking.
Amen.
Amen. We're not going to be renters. We're owners. We're not squatters. We're the ones that's selling the stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. On a whole nother level, a whole nother scale that we operate from. So understand that we're not here to fight people.
Amen.
Stop getting angry at people. And you know, we got to see the big picture,
Amen.
The bigger picture. God, from God's perspective, so that we don't get drawn into a bunch of foolishness that's carnal, that starts to vex our spirit, amen, and hem us in and oppress us. No, tell somebody, stay free. Adam's mandate, his instructions, were not to bind up the devil, to fight the devil. And I'm certain that God didn't have him ignorant of what was going on. That he was in the garden. Outside of the garden, God brought all the animals through the garden for him to name. He named them all, and they were out there, and the trees were growing, and everything was out there. But there was a realm, a spiritual realm of darkness. And the enemy watched as Adam tilled the garden. And begin to expand the garden. And this was the mandate. Till that garden, work what I gave you until you create a world that looks like what I gave you.
Amen.
Expanded, extended. See that's the concept of kingdom.
Amen.
Kingdom is always expanding, enlarging, taking territories. Kingdoms don't just sit there. Five citizens. We lost two last week. No. Kingdom, everything of the increase of his government. This is what you got to know. This will change how you think and see things. Because God don't want just us to lock ourselves in a little corner.
Amen.
And we go into heaven. Come on, Jesus. Hurry. No. Everything about the kingdom is expanding.
Amen.
It's enlarging.
Amen.
And God, it ain't no secret.
Amen.
Amen. It ain't something done in the corner. As a matter of fact, the Lord says, if you confess me before men,
Amen.
Sometimes you got to get that word out there. Yeah, they'll contend with you. They'll stand against you. But get that word out there.
Amen.
Let that word go to work. See, that word will work all by itself, but it got to have a place to work. Amen. It's got to have a place to work. When you speak some things out, sometimes initially it'll feel like, or it seems like contention comes, and you think, man, maybe I shouldn't have said that. No, you were right to say that.
Amen.
God wanted to start some stuff.
Amen.
Amen. He wanted to get at somebody.
Amen.
That's why he put that garden, that atmosphere right in the earth. Set it right there. Enemy didn't know. See, if the enemy had a known, he wouldn't have crucified Jesus. God let him, you know, throw all these blows. He knocked Adam down. Got it. It's mine. Moses was born. He had all the babies killed. You know, all down through history, the enemy was looking because the word was spoken by God that the seed of the woman is going to bruise your head.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.